let's bring in the Cowboys' brand new quarterback, a signing that we just universally applauded. They get an upgrade, and they get a guy who can fill in if Tony Romo is out. He's Kyle Orton joining us right here on News School with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. First off, welcome to Dallas. Thanks for joining us. Why the Cowboys, Kyle?
I think, it just fit for what I was looking for. You know, I had an idea of what I wanted to do kind of going into free agency, and when you don't get too many chances to hook up with an organization like the Cowboys. And from, everybody that I had talked to throughout the whole process, they just had rave reviews of the organization, the offensive staff, and talking to a guy like John Kitna, he just had great things to say about working with Tony, and I'm just excited for it.
When you look at the craziness around the league when it comes to the starting quarterback situations in San Francisco now and Miami and Tennessee, all these teams trying to get Peyton Manning, do you second guess a little bit? Hey, could I go there and start right now with the way things have played out?
No, not at all. I knew I had a couple situations if that's the way that I wanted to go and go fight for a starting job. But to be honest with you, I just to have a chance to come into a great locker room and have a chance to, be on a team that's going to play in big games and have a chance to be in the playoffs. That's what I was looking for, and looking forward to filling my role whatever way I can.
Kyle Orton joining us on 105.3 The Fan. So have you sort of hit the point in your career where you're looking more than towards the organization as opposed to the starting job?
I don't know. I just, I've been in a couple situations, where it's, compete with this guy, compete with that guy, and long-term it never works out for anybody, So I just wanted to be in a situation where I knew my role and could work to fulfill that role in the best way, and I just felt that with the Cowboys that was the best chance for me.
What do you see in Jason Garrett's offensive system?
Oh, I think it's a great system. I followed, I kind of thought I was going to get drafted out of college when Coach Garrett was in Miami, so I've kind of followed his system kind of throughout, and I worked with Wade Wilson. I know those guys a little bit and think I'll work well with them. But I think Jason's got a great system, one that, gets the ball out on time and should have guys running open with the talent that we have and the guys in the backfield.
New Cowboy Kyle Orton right here on News School 105.3 The Fan. Do you have any relationship with Romo?
I don't. I talked to him one time, so look forward to getting in town, meeting all the guys, meeting him, and like I said, just have only heard good things about him and the rest of the guys in the locker room.
One guy you don't have to meet is your former teammate in Kansas City, Brandon Carr. What kind of player are the Cowboys getting?
Oh, he's a good player. He's a really good player. He, coming from a smaller place, but Brandon can play. He plays in big games, and I had, before I went to Kansas City, I had to play against him twice a year, and that was certainly no fun.
When you sit here and look at Dallas, a lot of people talk about the stadium. Brandon talked to us about that a couple of days ago. What else do you know about the Metroplex, either through the past, what you've heard about, or what you're looking forward to? Give us a little city preview for you.
Man, I'm excited. I've been down there quite a bit. Good friend of mine from college, my roommate in college, he lives down there in Highland Park. So I've been to Dallas plenty of times to visit, and my wife and I were looking forward to getting over there, finding a place to live, and getting in the community.
Brand new Cowboy Kyle Orton on News School 105.3 The Fan. What is your reaction to the circus that's taking place in Denver right now with Peyton Manning?
He's a heck of a player. I don't really have much of a reaction beyond that point. He's a great football player, and I'm sure 90% get him.
Did you leave there with any type of animosity, Kyle, towards the Tebow situation with John Elway and the way that played out?
Say animosity. I wanted to get out. I think, for my, whenever you're in a situation where, your play and your performance is, based off of so much other stuff, it was a situation that was kind of drawn to a head for me. And I was excited to get to Kansas City last year to kind of get a fresh start on my career and finish the season strong last year and just looking forward to get this year started.
Do you feel sorry for Tim now since he looks like he's on his way out?
No, I don't. Business is business, and they're always going to try to get the best player in there, and Tim probably knows that.